Live from the Fortress of Freedom from the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Guru Show for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Democrats are bringing the Traveling Road Show to Detroit again. Bill and Hillary are headlining a show next week to share their stories from the White House, the campaign trail, and beyond. Strange, yes, but what a great gift to Republicans everywhere. Two, the Nuzzlegate revelations and recriminations are hitting a fevered pitch, so bad it has become for nuzzling Joe Biden that he had to resort to recording a cheesy video to try to explain his boorish behavior. The cad thinks it's just his style. He's about to learn a whole bunch about style. And number one, the nation has plenty of challenges, including North Korea, global warming, and the invasion at the southern border, but the Democrats don't care about any of that. They just want Donald Trump's tax returns. And the president says, do not underestimate the Democrats' ability to buy an election with piles and piles of free stuff. All true. Hey, you know what? If you vote for those Republicans, they're going to take away this and this and this, and we'll give you Medicaid for all. It's free. College for your kids. You don't have to pay for that. Free. So you can go party and you don't have to spend that money on college. It's all free. Everything's free. You just have to vote for us. Now, if that's not buying votes, what is? Seriously, if that's not just flat out buying votes, then what is? We'll give you this and this. And if you vote for those guys, we're going to take it away. And we'll give you a boost of Social Security, and we won't tax this, and we'll get, I mean, come on. You call it what you want, but it's buying votes, flat out. It's a financial incentive to vote for one candidate over another, to vote for one party over another. And the president this week pointing out quite aptly that the allure of free stuff is pretty powerful. It's sexy. It's like, wow, I can buy this because I don't have to spend it on that. How much would a college education for 2 years cost you if you had two kids or three like I do? No, I'm not going to vote. Whoa. I'm not voting for the free stuff because I know better. It's not really free. It's just saddling somebody else with your debt. It's not my responsibility to pay for my neighbor's kid to go to college. And that's what they're trying to tell you. You see, you have this collectivist mindset. America came from the individual. The power of the individual is how we are. That's where we came from. We fought for our freedom and the freedom of the individual to practice religion the way we see fit, to say the things that are on our mind without fear of being taken to prison or shot. All of these things. The individual is the paramount building block of America. No question. But all of these children have been taught by government schools run by labor unions, and as a result, look what we've gotten. In large part, we've gotten a generation of socialists. I think it's fine. In Chicago this week, they elected five of them to the city council. Five openly socialist individuals on the Chicago City Council. Can you imagine an America where socialism is embraced because it goes farther and farther, and it never stops. It's insidious. Rust never sleeps. It continues on. We just want to do this. Just one more thing. If there's just more of it. We know it doesn't work, but if there was just more of it, it would work. That's the famous last words of a dying country of socialism. Well, we just didn't have enough of it. We needed more government, which is weird. Think about this. The Democrat Party that stood in the streets and battled at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago that demanded that the government back off, you know, question authority, all of these slogans and statements and positions completely disregarded to the dustbin of history. Democrats are beholden to big government. They are the party of big government and oppression and control and tyranny. That's what they have become, sad but true. They used to be a party that believed in free speech and the Constitution and the rule of law. None of those things seem to apply much anymore on the left. None of those things are taken too seriously on the left. They're all situational morality is the flavor of the day. Well, you know, it's not right, but in this case, you know, it'll be okay. It's not right, but you know what? You know, I understand. It's okay. So the president this week, as I mentioned, talking about the allure of free stuff and the ability for the Democrats to lure you in to get their vote. Because they're going to offer you more free stuff. We're going to offer you this for free and that for free. We're going to pay for this and we're going to pay for this. Bite number three, I want you to hear this.
Don't underestimate the power of socialism to get a vote. It's what happens over a 10-year period when the country is destroyed. But they don't care about that. When they say, we're going to give you free education, we're going to give you free health care, we're going to not have you pay your loans for college, we're going to give you free everything. Everything is free. It's very seductive.
It is very seductive. Everything is free. Come get yourself some. Line up. Get a bigger grocery bag. You're going to have to carry all this stuff home. It's free. We're just trying to, you know, tax the rich and make them pay their fair share. But the definition of rich keeps getting lower and the fair share keeps getting higher. Trust me, that's how it works. It's inversely proportional. Oh, you make $200,000 a year, you're rich. Oh, you make $100,000 a year, you're rich. You make more than anybody in your block. Yes, we know you only make 50 grand, but you make more than anybody around here. Socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creep of ignorance, the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. Hear that again. Its inherent virtue, socialism's inherent virtue, is the equal sharing of misery. So said Winston Churchill, and he was so accurate. Now, despite the failure of socialism everywhere, the left is back to pushing it. Kids have been taught that it's a good thing, that it's a viable system. Of course, it's not. Bite number four from the president. Bite number four, continue.
They have no food. They have no electric. They have nothing. It's sad. And that's socialism. But when you're standing up on a stage and a guy said, we're going to wipe out all costs for education. We're going to wipe out all health care. We're going to give you single payer. They don't say that you're going to wipe out 180 private plans that people love. But it's not as easy as people think. People think it's easy. It is easy in 10 years. It's not easy now. Because a lot of folks are going to say, hey, wait a minute, man.
Of course, he was talking about Venezuela and how bad it really is. No hospitalization, no electric, no running water, no groceries at the grocery store. That's Venezuela, one of the wealthiest countries in the world 25 years ago. It took one generation to destroy a vibrant, vital economy in Venezuela, a vigorous people, brought to a standstill, forced to stand in line at the government bread lines. Got to get in line, get your government bread. Yeah, get your government bread. Nonsense. The seduction of free. Hopefully we're smart enough to avoid that. I think we are. I think we're smart enough to avoid that for sure. But who knows with this educational system we have. You know, the University of Kansas introducing a course on angry white male studies. This is how far we've gone down the rabbit hole, my friends. The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Energy cooks our food, it heats our homes, it keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure, we're enhancing safety where it matters most, and we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council. You don't